My Style of Government, The Thatcher Years by Nicholas Ridley.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1, The Beginning. One afternoon towards the end of 1974, I met Sir Keith Joseph in the members' lobby of the House of Commons. I asked him whether he was firm in his intention of challenging Edward Heath in the coming contest for the leadership of the Conservative Party. He replied that he had decided not to do so for personal reasons. I was aghast. At last the opportunity had come to break with the miserable years of the past and secure a change of leader, and it was widely believed that it would be Keith Joseph who would make the challenge. "I think Margaret will stand," he said. I was amazed, because the news that Margaret Thatcher might stand hadn't reached my ears before, but I was relieved. At least there was a challenger. I walked off to ponder the news and immediately met Margaret Thatcher in the long corridor which runs up to the Speaker's office. "I hear from Keith that he's not going to stand and that you are," I said. "Is that right?" "Yes," she said. "I will stand." I told her I would do everything I could to help her. On the 11th of February, 1975, Margaret Thatcher was elected leader of the Conservative Party. On the 26th of November, 1990, I went to lunch at No. 10 Downing Street. It was the last lunch Margaret Thatcher gave as Prime Minister. John Major became Prime Minister on the 28th of November. At her right-hand side was Keith Joseph, who had sponsored her bid for the leadership some 15 years before. There were about 30 of her parliamentary colleagues there, who had all been faithful to the last.